Je luistert naar Jolwin.nl. De Britse popgroep Mad Bianco brengt de jaren 80 terug in markant Uden. Daar is de band donderdag te zien. Het is de één na laatste kans om Mad Bianco in Nederland te beleven. Daarna speelt de band alleen nog in muziekcentrum Enschede. Mad Bianco scoorde tussen 1984 en 1988 de hits Yeah Yeah, Just Can't Stand It, Get Out of Your Lazy Bed, Don't Blame It on That Girl en natuurlijk Whose Side Are You On en More Than I Can Bear. Mad Bianco begon in 1982. Zanger Mark Riley is de enige constante factor in de afgelopen 40 jaar. Good afternoon, Mark Riley.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? You're on the way to a broadcast station, I heard.
Yes, I'm just picking up the band at the hotel, and then we're going to the TV station, yeah.
Which channel are you on today?
I'm just checking. what does it say?
Tijd voor Max. Tijd voor Max, oké. Oké, voor mijn listeners. Tussen 5 en 6, Tijd voor Max. NPO 1 is Mark Riley dus, en zijn band Mad Bianco dus ook zien. Why did you choose to do a lot of Dutch shows because of the 30-year anniversary?
I have a strong connection with Holland, and my manager's from Amsterdam. And it's just part of the promotion of our new album, The Essential Mad Bianco. So we've done Spain and Italy and Slovakia, Turkey, and now we're coming to Holland.
But you worked more often in the Netherlands because of your collaboration with New Cool Collective. How did that come together?
Yeah, it was actually an idea of my manager Mark Vandenberg. I was looking to do a collaboration with somebody, and he suggested New Cool Collective. So I came over to Amsterdam and met the guys, and we did a little rehearsal and threw some ideas together. And we've really got on well. We had quite similar influences in music, and the guys were great musicians and really nice people. So for me, it was a pleasure.
If we look at the occupation changes of Mad Bianco, who is then the real Mad Bianco? You are?
I'm the only... Yes, I suppose it's me now. So, but originally, Mad Bianco was just the name, a fictitious name we made up as a concept for the first album, because we were into the spy movie theme tunes of the 60s, and Mad Bianco was a character we made up. But since then it became a name, but often I get called Mad Bianco, so it doesn't bother me really.
Yeah, there are people who do think you are Mad Bianco instead of Mark Riley?
Yes, yeah, sometimes, yeah. Unless people know about the band, and then they know that it's... We're individuals that aren't Mad Bianco.
Mm-hmm. The band started as that fictive character, so as you told. Have you slowly become the character Mad Bianco?
Well, I suppose you do get into character, you know, when you're making the music and performing. So, in a way, I suppose, yeah. It's a name really, but yeah, every time I make music, you sort of get yourself into a zone, into a character that inspires you to write the music and present the music in the best way you can.
Although there are more than 10 albums released of Mad Bianco, the most successful period was the second half of the 80s. Is it hard to play the hits of that time nowadays?
Not at all, because they fit very well with... that was the whole concept of this new album, The Essential Mad Bianco, was that in the lockdown I had time to have a look over the Mad Bianco history and the catalogue of music. And I sort of realised we're still playing a lot of these tunes, but they've taken on a new life because I use different instrumentation, you know, different musicians. So, and I present them in the way that relates to me today. So I thought it'd be a great idea to do an album of, I got 30 tracks on this album, and re-record, reimagine some of the tracks to bring them in to today's format, which relates, that I relate to, you know, and hopefully that the audience would like it too.
Now, you did already a couple of Dutch shows. How was the response?
Yeah, it was great. It was great fun. I mean, unfortunately, the first two shows, I picked up a really bad cold, so my voice wasn't in its best shape. But fortunately, now it's the cold. I've still got a bit of the cold, but it's not affecting my voice so much, so I can enjoy it much more. But the audiences have been great, so far, you know, it's been a great trip.
Okay, thank you for coming on the phone in my show. And
yeah, no problem.
And have a nice gig in Uden on Thursday, and later this afternoon on Mac, Tijd voor Max at NPO 1. Thank you for being in the show.
Thank you.
This is Whose Side Are You On, Matt Bianco.
Yeah.
Ja, dat waren nog eens tijden. Hè? De jazzy popmuziek van Matt Bianco. Vind je nou dit ontzettend lekker om te horen? Dan kun je dus donderdag om 8:30 terecht in Ude in Markant. Maar is die datum nou niet heel erg handig voor je? Morgenavond te zien in Capelle aan den IJssel in het Isla Theater. Overmorgen woensdag in Parkstad Limburg Theaters in Heerlen. Daar is Matt Bianco ook terug te vinden. En tot slot nog in Muziekcentrum Enschede komende vrijdag. Ook daar om 8:30 te zien met Bianco.